You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired. Marfa, Texas is getting its own solar-powered Stonehenge. Over the past 6 months, on a patch of desert ranch land outside Marfa, Texas, one man's mysterious vision has been taking shape. First, 9 massive chunks of quarried black marble were trucked in from northern Mexico and craned into a circular formation, echoing Stone and Bronze Age erections in the British Isle. Next, one of the megaliths, the Kingstone, was outfitted with a state-of-the-art solar array. At the same time, the other 8 were carved to integrate LED lights and speakers. Soon, during a full moon, it is foretold, the whole thing will come to life. According to artist Harun Mirza, the layout of the stones was inspired by a 4,000-year-old site in Derbyshire, England, known as the Nine Ladies. There, if local legend is to be believed, 9 women were turned to stone for dancing on the Sabbath. Likewise, Mirza's project, known simply as Stone Circle, seems frozen in time, juxtaposing long-forgotten cosmological and ritual uses for art with newfangled ways of harnessing and relating to the heavens. It's neo-Neolithic, Mirza says. The idea of it is at least 50,000 years old. But the technology here is very contemporary and almost, for this area, futuristic. In Marfa, since this project started, people have only just become interested in solar energy. Early in the process of developing Stone Circle, host arts organization Ballroom Marfa partnered with renewable energy company Freedom Solar to install the panels on the Kingstone. Freedom Solar donated half the installation upfront and rebated additional money for every new solar custom that Ballroom Marfa referred. This incentivized local supporters of the project to experiment with solar panels on their homes and talk about solar power with their neighbors. Now the project has recovered nearly the entire cost of the installation, and at the same time increased solar kilowatts generated in and around Marfa by 3,000%. By trying to fundraise, we ended up embarking on this campaign for solar energy, says Ballroom Marfa director Laura Copeland. That was an unintended consequence, a surge in solar energy in West Texas. Stone Circle may have launched an unexpected solar energy movement in a part of the country best known for crude oil, but the project's roots lie in its creator's fascination with the far more ancient technologies. Mirza, 40, grew up in the UK as a child of immigrants and became fascinated by the circles as an adult, touring archaeological sites with his now wife. It's clear that they were referencing celestial objects, Mirza says, of the ancient builders of sites like Stonehenge. But why? Whether it was ritualistic, whether it was a science experiment, or whether it was other reasons, is kind of unknown. As his art began to focus on the applications of modern technology, earlier this year, he was an artist in residence at CERN, the research center in Switzerland that hosts the Large Hadron Collider. Mirza latched onto the mystery of how and why the ancient sites were built. He also began to think about how humans, 10,000 years from today, might similarly puzzle over our era's most cutting-edge constructions. When we look at a stone circle, we try to imagine the technology of a civilization that was active around that circle, Copeland says. Mirza sees that same kind of effect playing out with CERN and some of the other large structures we now have. He's interested in that sense in colliding the past and the future, these two different sets of technology and different mysterious ways to mark a site. For art mavens, desert road trippers, and anyone interested in the sorts of prehistory referencing spiritual ceremonies popularized by Burning Man, Stone Circle will soon become a landmark on the West Texas tourist circuit. That circuit already includes Marfa's Chinati Foundation, an army base filled with Donald Judd's minimalist sculptures, the McDonald Observatory, a major astronomical research locale, and Prada Marfa, a fake storefront deep in the Davis Mountains, also managed by Ballroom Marfa, which has developed a minor celebrity among far-flung, semi-permanent outdoor artworks. Mirsa's work, however, won't be the only massive rock formation in that part of the country. Odessa actually has a Stonehenge replica. Stone Circle is intended to persist in the landscape for at least 5 years. Visitors can explore it in their own way anytime during Ballroom Marfa's business hours. Full moon events, called activations, will take place just after sunset. As the sky darkens, Stone Circle will come to life as a giant musical instrument, purring out all the stored solar energy captured over the previous month as a 40-minute program of surround sound tonal buzzes. Mirsa has composed music for the first few full moons, and he hopes to work with other composers to program new solar symphonies in the future. Stone Circle was scheduled to have its first activation in late April, but a last-minute hailstorm threw a wrench in the plans. Such is life in the harsh environs of West Texas. The new target date for the debut of the Sound and Light Show, which overhauled weatherproofing, is June 27th. The event will reprise every full moon from then through 2023. Mirsa stresses that, while he hopes the full moon events will be festive, they'll probably feel quite different from your typical outdoor electronic music event. As a musical instrument, Stone Circle is defined by its limitations. Its tones can sound harsh and alien to the ear, and only 3 distinct notes can be played on any given stone. The musical result will be more Close Encounters of the Third Kind than Daft Punk. I don't think these compositions are going to be party, Mirsa says. I think it will bring people. I hope it brings people. But I don't really know what culture is going to form around it. I don't necessarily hope or expect people to come here for a rave. I think it might be a bit more contemplative than that.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.